band playing rock guitar. We kick off hour number three of the program, and we're going to get you in the mood for Tennessee football this weekend. 7 o'clock kickoff. It's Auburn. It's Tennessee. It's Jordan-Hare Stadium, the Plains of Alabama, as Jeremy Pruitt from Rainesville rolls in to beat the hated Tigers. His top lieutenant, JG, is healthy and ready to go. But he might use unsung hero Harrison Bailey.
Unsung.
To be the point of the spear. Tip of the spear.
Tip of the spear.
Gus Malzahn. And the speedy but inconsistent forces of the Auburn Tigers.
Speedy but it. I like that. Speedy but inconsistent forces.
I mean, the only quarterback that's made some JGS mistakes more in the conference than JG himself is Bo Nix. It's going to really make me mad, though, if we get lucky and keep it close, still lose, and then we got people, see, we just need more time. We just need more time, Houston. We're almost there. We'll see. I agree with you, though. A lot of people are like, I'm not watching any more Tennessee football. I think it's must-see. It's as the T turns.
No one can turn away from a good train wreck.
Exactly. Ready to go. Vol for Life segment on this Freedom Friday.
I'm playing around with the teaser bets here on FanDuel. I might have to dabble. I've never done a teaser.
You've never done
ever?
A teaser?
Ever, no.
We've talked about them for... Okay,
I understand. I've just never done
Houston's
it.
Houston's a perfect test.
I didn't know where the tab was, and now I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one right next to standard and before round robin. Well, mm-hmm. I have no idea what a round robin is. I'm very new to the game. I mean, I'm really good at it, apparently.
That's right. You didn't have you never created a MyBookie account.
Sad.
I have quadrupled my initial investment.
You can go over, there's a, on FanDuel, the account tab, and it will show you how much you've bet and how much you've won and then give you a net total.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's interesting. I haven't seen that on some of the others.
All right. Well, it's time. Get everybody ready. The sheep are out in full force. It is Vol for Life.
Oh, boy.
We've got the files are pulled up. Davey, is the music ready?
Is it ready?
Is the music ready?
This ain't no news and notes, buddy. It's always ready.
Ah. Well, it's right beside the news and notes music. No, it's so not. You should have
it's
that ready.
Right beside it.
So for next time we do news and notes, you'll know the news and notes music is right beside the...
I should have Jump Around in Rocky Top
Ball
right
for
beside
life
the...
music. Ball for life I mean, music. I can't help it if you're not organizing the computer the right way.
Who's going first?
We need to give him some time. We might not be that great at the moment, but give him some time so he can get the correct knowledge and experience, and he will have us as contenders in the SEC. You can't expect us to be perfect as soon as they are hired, and we can't keep this cycle of every 3 years we have a new coach and staff. We will never go anywhere like that. Plus,
Florida did.
Are you a head coach, or have you ever been a head coach for a college or pro team?
It's a question with no question mark.
Y'all are crazy. We should bring back Dooley before we hire Hugh Freeze. Do y'all forget what happens when we lose scholarships and get fines and bans? Yeah, you thought we sucked now. This is like everyone begging John Gruden to come after he comes out and says, I don't know any of the rules of recruiting. We'd be in trouble for something new every day.
Every damn day.
Yeah, John Gruden doesn't know football.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt that Harrison Bailey is the best quarterback on the team. I am convinced that Pruitt will not jeopardize his safety with these terrible linemen. That's why he isn't playing. Maurer had 3 concussions last year and can only have 1 more before he can no longer play.
Is there a rule on concussions? The amount
I actually don't know. It's a good question.
Well, Pruitt doesn't believe in them. They just get their bell rung.
Ready? Who's up? Who's
Alex,
up?
You want to go?
I'll take one.
No, I have to pass you one in here in a second, don't I? All right, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there, man. Oh, yeah, go for it. This is good.
There's more to all this than what you see inside your cubicle of numbers. Statistically, we shouldn't have lost to Georgia State last year, but it happened. Statistically, Appy State shouldn't have beaten Michigan, but it happened. Statically, UT shouldn't have beaten...
Statically,
UT shouldn't have beaten Notre Dame and South Bend, but it happened. Statistically, UT shouldn't have beaten Miami in the Orange Bowl, but it happened. Statically, Peyton shouldn't have lost the Heisman to Charles Woodson, but it happened. Step away from the box score. Look at your heart and not your head. And above all, have some faith and patience.
Real quick, that is in response to me asking him to prove why Pruitt will be successful here. And Houston says I shouldn't post in there anymore.
It's fine. Can I don't think I can read that one, can I?
You can edit it.
Okay. If you sum of bleeps had a golden bleep with diamond bleeps, y'all still wouldn't be happy. Y'all probably don't know bleep about the job you're paid to do, so stop telling others how to do theirs. That's why we can't hire a coach, is because of our know-it-all fan base. Watch and see. As soon as our basketball lose a game, and we will, they'll be yelling fire Barnes. Oh, wait, they were doing it last year. For all the Fairweather fans, bleep them and feed them fish heads.
Man. Such a pathetic mindset. Sickening in the game of football. You'd rather cheat and get a few cheap wins than win honestly. You should switch to Ole Miss football. They have no problem cheating. So I don't believe that they are giving kids cars and paying off their house payments at UT. No, I don't believe that. They are not doing that.
Everyone cheats. There you go.
Yeah, I might just become an Ole Miss fan.
You know, I just love how people on this group is so negative, parentheses, not. I mean, seriously, we're not that bad. Sure, we had a bad game. Hopefully, Pruitt can get his head on right. We just need to give him time.
Time.
Not a single punctuation.
It's incredible.
There's a few of those.
It's incredible. Oh, man. The Vol for Life. They're out in full force. I am a Pruitt former loyalist. Sure, I get that the JG experiment should have had the plug pulled already, but it's a messed up hyphenated season.
Like, I don't even know what that means. Like,
hyphenated in quotes, too.
I want to see Harrison Bailey get some reps, but there's no reason to let him get banged up out there and shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked.
Have patience with the coaching staff. They'll get it right. I see 5-5, parentheses, edit. Okay, fine. Probably more like 4-6 this year. 8-4 next year, and maybe even a run at the title in 2022. Just pray that our upcoming recruits stay with us.
I don't get any of these supposed ball fans that want to fire another head coach that hasn't had enough time to get Tennessee football back to the top, but he needs more time because Tennessee has been down for 12 years and this and that and hired and fired and coach after coach after coach. Some was understandable, not so much, but Pruitt don't need fired now or at the end of season because he'll get Tennessee back to top again. But if he's fired, Tennessee going to be right back doing the same thing they have for 12 years starting over again. And me, that's dumb. So I say all of us ball football fans need to be patient and give Pruitt time to Tennessee winning championships.
Again.
No punctuation. I had to just go for it.
Most of us Vol fans love and respect Johnny Majors. He coached 14-plus years on the Hill and only won double-digit games twice. Did we keep talking about firing him, or did we let him coach? Let's let Pruitt do this thing through the rest of his contract. Let's let our recruits know that there will be stability and that the fans are behind this program and these players. We want players and coaches to give their all for Tennessee. Then we as fans should, too. Sorry, not sorry for my rant. Go Vols.
We literally had not one coach that wanted to be here when we fired Butch. And I know this is year three, but I can't count this year as one of them. With all the stuff going on right now.
This year that I know exists, I'm not counting it.
It is disheartening to see them play like this, but I'm not putting blame on our coaches or players. I see this year as a learning experience for coaches and players. They literally had no spring practice and only half a fall practice, plus the world gone to...
Bleep emoji.
Chocolate ice cream emoji. Go Vols!
You want that last one, Dave?
No, you got it. Okay. I got one more that I got just now.
Stop it already with the idea of firing Pruitt. Give the man a chance. We will never be better if we keep hiring new coaches every 3 to 5 years. The last 10 years of Tennessee football should at least prove that. Y'all do not realize how bad things was when Pruitt got there. He had to do a complete 180 on the culture. That takes time.
In response to Hugh Freeze becoming the next head coach at the University of Tennessee, Hugh Freeze as a head coach can't stop cheating, and as an OC, maybe as far as Muschamp goes, the best he will ever be is a good defensive coordinator. Personally, I hate Muschamp, and so should ever Evolve fan after the comments he made about how he loved the sound of Neyland Stadium after South Carolina whooped him and how sad and frustrated the fans was that made him happy. So that alone should make him the very last choice. As a matter of fact, it should put him in the unemployment line, and Hugh Freeze, you can't have him as head coach. He will cheat just like he did at Ole Miss, and the University of Tennessee will be under sanctioned and Lord knows what else to come for years to years.
Years. Oh, next week's going to be so good, regardless of what happens.
Just so that fans aware, that was when Muschamp was with Florida, not South Carolina.
I know it's year three, but I don't count it. This year
doesn't count. I don't blame the coaches.
or the players. It's the negative fans.
I love how the number one variable to how good you are at football is how many times you've had to fire your coach. Like, because that's more important than any of the winning and the losing and the how you play and all that stuff.
How bad do you have to be for these people to actually say, yeah, I probably should fire that guy? Like, what
does it take?
Yeah, like, seriously.
And as I try to step into
He murdered children in his previous stop, but guys, he's going to – it just takes time.
Wait for us to get Hugh Freeze.
Please, oh,
please, God. And then how these people will worship him.
Then they'll be out.
No.
Like, no. They're
all for life. They're all for life. If you have that power T on your chest.
We sold our soul to hire Hugh Freeze, but he really won me over in the press conference.
He's a changed man.
Mm-hmm. I love a redemption story.
That was almost your Forrest Gump voice.
It was a mix.
Very appropriate.
Oh, no, what I was going to say, though, is they think since Johnny Majors and Philip Fulmer were here for basically 30 years, that's the only way you can be good is just to have, like, the same coaches forever.
Because that's why Philip Fulmer was good, because we told him we wouldn't fire him after 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, that makes no sense. Like it's a chicken – it's not a chicken and egg. It's a, like, no, this – the winning comes first, then you get to be the coach for 10, 14 years.
Yes.
That's the way it works. You don't keep a coach for 10 to 14 years – and then he starts winning. Like, I don't understand. Like, the lot that melts my brain.
Not at a place like Tennessee.
I posed the question earlier on, like an hour ago, about what would it take in order to, or what do you think of the fans that say it's best if we lose against Auburn? That way, it speeds up the process of firing Pruitt. And those responses are all coming in. Mm. And one I got 30 seconds ago says, those people are bottom feeders of society, and not just as a fan. If you have that attitude, then clearly you're quick to give up and probably fail at most things in life.
The irony. It just trips.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more. It's Hour 3. Lots to get to as we get you set for the weekend. SEC Survivor's coming. This segment of the program brought to you by Smarter Searches. Go to smartersearches.com to check out Knoxville's SEO experts. They got you covered for all your search engine optimization, digital marketing right here in town. They can help you reach your return on investment goals. It's a full-service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping businesses grow online at Smarter Searches. They're located right here in Knoxville. And you can get all the details at smartersearches.com. They've just launched their beautiful brand new website there at smartersearches.com. And they are the official web sponsor of fanrunradio.com. Make sure you don't miss the stuff we're putting out from our website as well. The latest Knox Catholic standout and son of T. Martin. Caden Martin sat down with Trey Wallace to talk about his recruitment and future on the gridiron and diamond. So there you go.
It'd be funny if we had two Cadens at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Salter.
Or just had a quarterback.
Yeah, hopefully we had that news earlier, right? So Texas now has a hole in their recruiting for quarterback. Caden Salter could be a target there.
Yeah.
So look for that.
Was Ohio State looking to get Caden a couple years ago?
I'm not sure.
I bet you he goes to Texas if they get Urban.
Yeah, we need Herman to win.
Should we just make a run at Urban Meyer?
He's out there. He did say that this stadium, when it's rocking, was the best and toughest environment in the SEC. I mean, I'm assuming he would have put Florida first because he was there. Mm-hmm. But he had in the preseason thing, he had a lot of positive things to say about Tennessee. He said the SEC is just so much better when Tennessee's good.
I mean, he could make that happen.
Mm. Ohio State is not even on Caden Salter's offer list.
Good.
You know who is, though? Liberty.
Goody.
Yay.
Oh, and Tulsa.
Oh, baby, we're 9 bets away from 35.5.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
Get your bets in on FanDuel Sportsbook. Use our promo code 3OUT. And do the spread the love bet. Get that number up for Tennessee. We're going to get it up to just a ridiculous number. It's going to be easy money. Free money, essentially.
Love that free money.
You do have to live in Tennessee. Must be 21 or older. And all the details, terms apply. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. It's 1-800. Nah, I'll have to look it up. 9789. What's the three other numbers? I've read it so many times, I thought I could remember.
9-8-7.
9-8-7? This is great.
Let's not send... 889-9789 is what it is. 1-800-889-9789. That's the Tennessee Red Line, they call it.
For gambling sport, call that number.
Will they give me picks?
Do they have winners? Houston hasn't lost a bet yet. It's like, well, except for his... He's still holding out hope on his can't-lose parlay. He's going to get his... Explain parlay insurance, because that's kind of cool.
You just opt in, and you have to place at least 3 legs.
Okay.
And if only one of your legs does not hit, they will refund your bet up to $25.
There you go.
But if you lose 2 legs, like I'm probably going to do now, thanks to the Golden Hurricane, then you just lose the... But the good thing about parlays is you don't have to put a lot of money in it to make quite a bit.
I would say it's thanks to Tulane, not the Golden Hurricane.
Nope.
Tulsa scored enough points to cover. Tulane just also scored points.
Defense wins championships.
Mm. Defense won them the game.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Pick 6. It was nice. It's a shame. Lost me my first leg of the parlay.
Being bullied online right now.
Jerome
Get
Ball.
Out of there. Stop. It's like Stop.
You need to call the gambling support line to help with your social media addiction.
The meddling support line. Get out of there.
We need to start a new 501c3 to help people with their social media addictions. Davey can be our first patient. It's an epidemic. Foster's mad. He's not in Tennessee.
It's a shame.
Can't do the FanDuel
thing. How are we feeling about the bring back of SEC Survivor? Are we feeling confident in here, boys? Huh? Did you miss it? We ready to go?
I'll tell you in about 10 minutes.
I'm looking for the chance to redeem myself after puking half bite in. So,
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. You and Will. You didn't even eat half of what you're supposed to eat. Listen, both of you guys, reversal of fortune.
I think the pickled eggs was just a bad draw. I would like to do the hot chip challenge at some point. So if we make it to the end of the season and we still have a chip left.
This could be your lucky week.
Give me Tennessee.
No, I told you guys during the break, I feel it in my blood. I'm going to draw Tennessee's helmet this week. I just have a feeling.
Well,
we're not going to rig it. I have that feel,
that
vibe. We
don't have to rig it. Crazy crap always happens anyway.
It'll be that or like automatic death.
We'll see. It's next. We'll hit the break a little early and make sure we got plenty of time for SEC Survivor drawings next, gambling picks to wrap up the show, and our Tennessee-Auburn score prediction.
I have not even thought about it. I'm so all over the board on this game. I got nothing.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
It's that time of the week. SEC Survivor. We've got the box. We've got the helmets. We're ready. Here's how the game is played. We draw a helmet. That team wins their game this weekend. We are safe. That team loses. Then we face punishment. We'll draw that punishment on Monday, and we'll serve it on Wednesday.
Do we do anything at the end of the season for the person who wins the most games?
No.
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 So there's literally no winning besides not losing.
Not losing, yeah.
To survive is to win.
Mm-hmm.
There is no thrive.
We do have a special
it is just survive.
Save option where you can pick three things. Biggest blowout, leading rusher, leading passer. I haven't even looked or thought about that this week because it never. We've gotten it right once, I think, in the history of the game.
Yeah, Davey saved himself one time.
One time. So, anyway, but we'll make our selections there as well. And it's back. We had a bye week last week because there are only three games, which means we're playing on December 12th. So, basically, our game, just like Tennessee's, got moved back to that weekend. Any SEC week with four or more games, we're playing. Your SEC slate, Florida at Vanderbilt, LSU at Arkansas, Kentucky at Alabama, Tennessee at Auburn, Mississippi State at Georgia, Missouri at South Carolina, and the Ole Miss A&M game was postponed, so if you draw those teams, we'll redraw.
Mm-hmm. Who's up first, old Dave?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, we took the week off, and I just...
Who's drawing for Will? Did he say?
He didn't say.
He wants Alex to draw for him.
Okay.
We were all in different spots last time because Houston was out, so I just remember the last draw, Houston had Arkansas, which I think did Nate... Did you draw that for Houston?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nate had South Carolina. I had Tennessee.
I think Houston went first last time.
I just remember. Alex had,
I think,
Automatic Death, and Will had We Pick, and we gave him Vandy.
Or maybe, I can't remember. Maybe he went last. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Your odds are the same. Anybody want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, let's let Davey go first. And Alex is drawing for Will.
And himself.
All right. Can do that.
Here we go.
Get the Jim Bay drums going.
Box.
I found
he's got one. Oh. Is that the one? Oh, no. He's second guessing himself.
No, it was the same one. I just couldn't grab it. Oh.
No! Son of a bleep! No, no, no! God!
Go, Big Orange. You go,
got him?
Big Orange.
I can see it. Show the camera.
It's the damn Tennessee helmet.
You know, I thought I was drawing
you
first.
You holds it.
I did.
You did.
I did.
You talked it into existence.
Oh, my goodness. There's no way. I mean, I can still get them, right? I mean,
right, there's two. There's two of each team.
I got at least three chances because I might pick them if I get them.
One
you never know.
Or two.
That's true.
There's
32.
One. There's.
You're not gonna pick them, but we might pick them for you. There's a couple special helmets. Yeah. New to the game. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Alex is next. And then we're gonna wheel after that.
Okay.
Alex, you were drawing for yourself. Alex, hand, box, Olivier.
Going deep.
Oh, Mississippi
Georgia.
State. What?
Not looking good.
They're playing Georgia.
There.
Oh, gotcha.
Not looking good.
Yeah, come on, KJ. That's not good. Yeah, come on. Yeah, is he even starting for them?
Get
I have
hot.
No idea.
Oh, his price will hurt.
All right, Alex now draws for Will.
This game is stupid.
Hey, man, you've got a shot. Alabama.
Should feel
wow.
pretty good.
Kentucky Woo. At number one, Alabama. 4 p.m., SEC Network.
Trade my picks with Will.
I was okay until just now. Like I was okay about this week, and now I'm feeling rough.
Pudges. Ole Miss okay. Redraw.
They on a bye.
Come on, bud. Come on. Arkansas.
You got a toss up, man.
Arkansas.
They're playing LSU.
LSU.
Hosting LSU.
LSU's a 2
That's
point
not a bad.
Favorite.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah. That I was about to say before we started, it's kind of all or nothing this week.
Is Pittman coaching?
But
yeah, I think he's back.
But that game is the closest one, and then you got Missouri, South Carolina, which could theoretically go either way.
Wait, I've drawn Tennessee 2 weeks in a row now, or two times in a row.
Is Davey going to?
We got beat by Arkansas.
It didn't work last time.
Reverse school.
It didn't work last time.
Houston, hand in the box. He reaches down.
Come on, there
he's
is.
Going
false,
for
false,
it.
False,
he's got
false,
the one.
False. False. Vandy.
Oh, come on.
You're dead.
God.
Florida Vandy.
I literally looked down to see who they played. Like, that mattered. I was like, oh, what?
You were hoping they were on by.
Yeah. No, you were hoping it was next week.
With every team playing except Ole Miss and A&M, I was like, oh, yeah, who does Vandy have?
I like it.
Yeah. Would they be? No, they wouldn't be favorite.
South Carolina fired their coach and beat Vandy by like 40.
I knew I would. I told you I'd draw a team from Tennessee, though.
You did.
I did say
you
that. Kind of.
There's the selection.
Man.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to make 45-45.
Nate has Arkansas. Houston has Vanderbilt. Davey has your home state Tennessee Volunteers. Alex with Mississippi State. And Will got Alabama.
So.
All right, we got some safety.
Hudson, you're 0-1 with a Tennessee helmet?
This year, I believe that is correct.
Not a good year. Draw the big gray
helmet. I pulled
helmet.
The Ole Miss helmet like three times this year. Maybe four.
I'm just curious if anyone's actually drawn Tennessee. Not that they were given.
I have not.
I've drawn Tennessee's opponents and won both of them.
Sounds about right. Is this the first actual helmet for the Vols?
I think so.
I think, didn't you have one earlier in the year?
I mean, outside of Vandy. So.
You picked them with your U-pick.
Yeah. Against Kentucky.
Yeah.
I love this game. I love this game.
It was
game.
That, and then SEC number two, that's we pick.
And you
Nate got Tennessee whenever we were playing Bama.
You guys gave me Tennessee. Thank you for that.
All right.
And I drew Tennessee against Arkansas.
Leading rusher, Hodges, you want to go first? Or do you want David to go first? It doesn't really matter.
I'll go leading passer first.
Okay, leading passer first.
Give me Kyle Trask. Dan Mullen wants to help him get that Heisman. They're just going to let him sling it all over the place.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. It's solid.
Yeah, I got to go with Kyle Trask, too. Mac Jones can't get it done against that vaunted Kentucky defense.
Well, the problem with him, I think he'll have a good game, but Kentucky is just, even if they don't move the ball, they're just going to waste too much time for him to put up the numbers. And they might be able to run it a little bit. Bama's defense isn't as good.
I think it'll be close. I think both those guys will blow up, but I just got to go with Kyle Trask.
Trask, yeah. It's
we're like all going to save ourselves.
That one can be easy.
He threw like 400 yards and six touchdowns last week.
It's going to come down to the rusher, probably. Davey?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or I guess Alex, who you got for biggest blowout?
Biggest blowout? Auburn, Tennessee.
Really?
I don't think it's going to be close.
Oh, Alex. Man,
that 35,
it took him this long. He's finally turned on the balls.
I have picked
10.5-point line. There's a 31.5-point line out there, and he's like, nah, it's not going to be close.
It's a 31.5 and a 30.
Yeah.
I don't think, Kentucky's going to waste too much time. Auburn beat, who did they beat? LSU, like 48-11.
I mean, we're not putting the ball in the air. It's going to be pretty quick for us, too.
Yeah.
I got to go Florida over Vanderbilt.
That is brutal, Alex, man. Like that's I can't believe you did that.
I've picked Tennessee
every
to
week.
Cover the spread every single week, and I've lost five of those six. Or four of those five, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, give me the Gators. Who you got?
At Vanderbilt, speedy track. Yeah. Yeah, man. Florida.
I've already got Florida typed in. I don't even need to do it.
Yeah.
All right, leading rusher. Oh, gosh.
You're
I
up.
To start. This one's hard.
This one's really this is the game will be won or lost right here.
Good.
Tank Bigsby.
I knew you were gonna do it.
I have the same it's wrote down too. Yep.
I absolutely knew you were gonna go Tank Bigsby. Man, I'm thinking about it too.
I'm actually tempted. Mike Bobo's the head coach for South Carolina this week, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Harris is attempting because they might just run the hell out of the ball.
Najee Harris against,
home against Missouri.
Kentucky can't stop the run.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going Tank Bigsby.
I think they'll let some of their other players get some run for the Kentucky-Alabama game.
I do, too. Bama's not worried about style points. Florida doesn't really run the ball. Oh, goodness.
It's tough.
It
Kevin
is.
Harris,
this
Samir
is...
White, they're all good options.
Oh, gosh. This is – I don't like this. This is a big one. I really did like the Tank Bigsby pick, though. I'm not going to go with it.
You should. That way, like
we all.
Well, I have like that's the one thing I did right before the segment was I went ahead and put mine down, and so I have just getting ahead of the curve. I have Tank Bigsby as well, so Nate and myself actually have all three of the same picks. So it's like if
so
I save myself, Nate also saves himself,
mm-hmm.
And then you could be in that category too since you have Florida and Kyle Trask. So it's like we all get punished or none of us get punished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Nate still got Arkansas. They can beat LSU, but
Missouri's run defense is actually pretty good. I'm going to take...
Do it. Do it.
Oh, gosh.
Do it.
Yeah.
There it is.
No, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, boo.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm tempted to go with Najee Harris.
I mean, they say Jeremy Pruitt's one of the best defensive line coaches in the country.
Najee Harris. Najee Harris. Najee Harris.
Have fun losing. Give me Bigsby. I already said it. I'm just putting it official. Alex, who you got?
Who is Georgia's running back?
Zamir White.
Zamir White. I'll take him.
I almost went them because with a new quarterback, they're probably going to lean on the run game.
Yep.
Thought about it.
Mississippi State's run defense is actually fairly
pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Which I wouldn't have never expected.
I expect that to be a low-scoring game. I don't know what the over-under is on it, but if it's under 44, I'm taking the under.
Ooh. Maybe should have gone... oh, never mind. Gross.
Here, somebody take this helmet. I don't want to see it.
We'll be back with more.
Yeah.
Gambling picks. Tennessee, Auburn.
Maybe I can win
predictions.
That.
All coming back at you next. Final segment of the day, of the week,
Tank
on 3&Out.
The biggest blowout.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I had
final segment of the program. Don't forget to swing by. Say hi to the drive this afternoon out at Food City, Morrell Road. All made possible by Terrapin. Terrapin also the sponsor of Voluntary Action, which is can't miss radio or, you know, app only. Can't miss app only content. Digital
Drunk
audio.
Dave. We'll greet you as you call in.
Don't take it too hard, sweet Davey.
Yeah, my goal is to remember who's on the line.
Good goal there.
So excited.
Go find another team, please. He's our coach, weather. Like, it's raining outside. You like him or not, you stand behind him. That's what a fan does. And anyone that would hope our team losses for any reason isn't a fan.
So we've changed loses to losses. Interesting. You want to get these picks started?
Well, let's do it.
Weather. All right.
What's first, Dave?
First game. The sixth-ranked Florida Gators, who their coach is also in his third year, versus the Vanderbilt Commodores. Florida's a 31.5-point favorite.
You're starting.
Give me Florida.
31.5.
Style points, man.
Mm-hmm. Heisman.
Alex?
Yeah, I got to go with Florida, too. I don't think they're going to be the biggest blowout, but...
Gators. I don't know. I don't think
Tennessee's getting beat by more than 31.5 points?
I don't think I would bet that. Just... I don't know. Huge lines like that always scare me, but if I have to pick, I go
Florida.
Well, and I was telling these guys during the break that like Vanderbilt can actually score now. Apparently,
we'll see. I mean, they scored two late touchdowns against Kentucky after we'll see.
Florida put up 63 last week.
Yeah, it could be 63-20. Yeah.
Second game: LSU versus Arkansas. LSU's been on a bye for, I think, was it two straight weeks?
At least.
Seems like LSU's actually a 2-point favorite. Alex, you're up first, bud.
That's tough. I guess I'm going to take Arkansas. Call the Hogs.
I don't know what to make of LSU. I think they're better. I think if they play halfway decent, I'm going to go with the Tigers. Give me LSU.
I will take Arkansas.
Pulling for Arkansas, though, obviously.
I'm going to ride with...
SEC Survivor.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
I'm going to ride with LSU. I think, they've had some time off. Miles Brennan should be back, so I think it'll be a fun game.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Getting him back.
Give me LSU. Next game on the list, Kentucky versus Alabama. Bama, 30-point favorite.
Golly, this
feels the lines are just so big. It's.
I think Alabama will barely cover.
I'm going to take Kentucky.
I think it'll be a slow kind of grind towards the number.
I'm going to take Kentucky as well. I see this being one of those games that probably gets over faster than you would initially anticipate. And so I think with
a little
that
bit lower
being the
scoring,
case,
yeah,
they can go 30. I did take Kentucky plus 43 as far as my 13-point teaser and my four-game teaser on my bookie. So four-game 13-point teaser, but yeah, give me Kentucky.
Yeah, same here. They're just going to run out the clock.
The next game before we get to the shocking conclusion is Mississippi State versus the 13th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia's a 24.5-point favorite. Yeah, I'm not really sure what to make of this one.
That seems like a big line, but man, Mississippi State's been bad. Give me Georgia. That one's tough for me, man.
That,
I don't know.
That 24 is a really good number, in my opinion. I literally think that will be the final margin, 24, even though it's 24.5. So give me Mississippi State. I think they cover by a half point.
Yeah, I'll probably take Mississippi State as well.
JT Daniel.
Georgia.
Is it Daniel or Daniels?
I think it's Daniels.
Okay.
Georgia can't score, though.
Well, that, maybe
that matter. 27-0. Mississippi State really can't score.
Yep.
I don't know. That one's tough. I'm not betting any of those big lines in the SEC. The one bet I've already made was I bet when South Carolina had all those guys opting out, I got in with Missouri being a small favorite. Now it's moved more in their favor. Mm-hmm. I just put a small bet on that because I thought that line was going to move. And honestly, depending on where the line is with Auburn, Tennessee, I might bet Auburn. But other than that, I think I'm staying away from these SEC games.
Up to 36.5 points.
That spread the love bet. That get your money on there.
Yeah, do that.
What's that say?
We, though, for at least our picks and what the line is if you're outside the state of Tennessee and not on FanDuel, Tennessee versus Auburn. Auburn is a 11-point favorite.
11-point
I guess,
favorite.
And 11-point favorite since 11 starts with the
Don't
name.
Don't we have another game before we do this one?
Nope, that was 4, then this makes 5.
I thought you said you put a... We had a non-conference game you were going to do this week.
Not this week, no. I did it last week because we didn't have enough SEC games.
You said
games.
Something about Oklahoma State or something.
Yeah.
Maybe so you almost put that in there?
No. I put that in my teaser. I was giving my teaser earlier. Oh, that was like an hour and a half ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I wasn't talking about picks at this point.
I thought
you were
talking about gambling picks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
His gambling picks. Yeah.
Houston's all right. Going on about his can't-lose parlay.
All right. Auburn.
That loosed.
Tennessee.
It lost.
We'll give you a score.
Am I up first?
Yep.
I said it, I want to say it was Monday. I expect Auburn to win by 17.
We might have the same score then.
And I have Auburn winning the game 30-13.
That's what I had.
Really?
Yeah. Mark I had 30-13.
Mark it down for Crest, too.
Sorry to spoil it. And I love to lose this one, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. I think this is the first time you've picked the Vols not to cover.
Well, I'm about to do the same thing. I picked him as the biggest blowout.
Oh, God. That's right. So you.
45-7, Auburn.
Go! If that happens, get Hugh on the phone, man.
It's maybe wishful thinking.
If we only score 7 points, ugh.
We have scored 7 second half points since Missouri, and that was against Alabama.
That hits hard.
Yeah. Oof. That is rough.
0 in the fourth quarter.
What you got, Hodges? Big game, huge, make or break. Could save Jeremy Pruitt's tenure.
All right. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I don't know what quarterback we're going to play.
I went with my pick based on it's JG. Should we do that? Should we give another? Like, if it's Harrison Bailey from the majority of the snaps, can I give a different score?
I think Tennessee will find some way to hang around. Give me Auburn 34, Tennessee 20.
Hang around? What? We have them winning by 17, and you've got them by 14, and that's hanging around.
Well, I just think it'll – I just think – you know, the defense will force something. We'll get a play. I feel like it'll be kind of like, not quite so Jekyll and Hyde, but kind of like the Georgia game where we're like, yeah, we're not as good as them, are we? And it's like, no, but we're still only down 3. We're down 7. It'll just kind of end up, right? Just I think Auburn kind of barely covers. I don't know. Could be completely wrong. I'm with the caller.
If we go Bailey, I'm going 45-7 Vols.
I kind of hope we get killed. Yeah. If we're not going to turn it around, I hope we just get crushed so we can move on, rip this Band-Aid off. I don't know. Who knows? I've been at least close and gotten every game right except Kentucky, so we'll see.
That one wasn't your fault. That wasn't not your fault.
Appreciate that.
It wasn't on you, man. Mm-hmm. Did we all miss that, the Kentucky one?
Surely, yeah, I think
so. We had hope back then, right?
Like Davey might have picked Kentucky in a close one. I don't know.
To win or to cover?
No. That was
week at that point, four. We just looked really good the week before, right? No,
no, we had
Kentucky
Georgia.
Was right. That's after Georgia.
I had Tennessee covering. We all had Tennessee covering.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well,
I don't know. Last week, all week, I was like, Tennessee's going to beat Arkansas. And then we got to Friday and made the picks. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I just had this feeling. I was like, and I picked Arkansas to win. I don't know the score, but
I think.
What did I say Arkansas would win, Davey? You got it?
You had them by three. It was. You had Arkansas. Where is it?
Like
20-17, and I had them 26-23.
Wasn't that bad. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I honestly have no feel for tomorrow. I do think we could lose.
Too many unknowns.
I think it could be 35-7 Auburn. I think it could be 28-27 Auburn. And I don't see a scenario where we win, though.
Oh, I do.
That's the Tennessee thing.
Yeah. Bo Nix can do some JG stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody wants him to lose. That's when Tennessee will win.
Myles Garrett did just hit the COVID list, so.
Have a great weekend, everybody.